Representative Doug Collins, Comey, a narcissistic person who just wanted to get at a president, likes the limelight, being interviewed. By Jeff Poore on May 8, 2020. Almost immediately after the Department of Justice announced it was dropping the charges against former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn, former FBI Director James Comey came out swinging at the Trump administration, decrying the Justice Department had lost its way. Representative Doug Collins, RGA, a candidate for U.S. Senate in Georgia, indicated that was to be expected from someone like Comey. Friday, during an interview with Fox Business Network's Mornings with Maria, Collins slammed Comey, describing him as a narcissistic person seeking out attention. "I don't know what Jim Comey's problem is. I think he's having his whole world unravel because this nice little tale that he's tried to tell of look, you know, putting out tweets, looking at trees, being the philosophical voice of reason. And now he's been, it's all becoming unwound," Collins said. "We see Jim Comey for who he really is. Basically seeming to be a narcissistic person who just wanted to get at a president who likes the limelight, who likes being interviewed. And then, as we played, you and I talk about it. When he, last year he just sort of laughed at, oh, I knew I could take advantage of it because this administration was transitioning and they wouldn't stop me anyway. Now we're also finding out that he actually went against the advice of even the own Department of Justice at the time as saying they needed to notify the White House about these interviews, and he chose not to do it," Collins added. "He basically told Sally Yates on the way there that they're already on their way. It's just a, you know, it's just sad that somebody that the media can pick up on, who was credible at one point in his career, has lost all credibility for those of us who believe that justice ought to be blind, it ought to be fairly treated. And when we see this to a sitting president and a candidate at the time, you know, it just makes us all sit back and say, what can we do to make sure this never happens again? And that's why we need to make sure changes are actually followed through on." Follow Jeff Poore on Twitter at Jeff_Poore.